hang on to your hats, you devil dogs, because the master bebop blaster of all time is going to give you a soul injection.
I'm the greatest man in the world.
Wow! It's time for Dutch and Royce. Don't forget, we are better than you.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
We are the straightest show that talks about sucking dudes' cocks.
Two of my favorite things in the world are kids singing adult songs and pageants.
You don't fucking know. You think it's all smiles and tits?
Stop doing that to me.
Why? I like it.
You're pissing me off. That's why.
So look how you're. Forget her push. Look at her hair. Asshole.
Hold on. Start over.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to do this the right way because I'm a professional broadcaster.
You just click on the screen.
You have no one. Shut up. I don't have you.
Boner.
You see that moveable arrow?
Why do I work with you idiots?
Get off the stage, you fucking faggot! Jesus fucking Christ!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Happy Tuesday evening to you. June 19th, 2012. I am Joel Dutch Fan. We're in here with my co-host, Roy Scooter Lopez.
Hello.
And Sean Lurch Waters.
What's happening, everybody?
Johnny Cake Sanzari. And Mitch.
What up?
We haven't given you a nickname yet.
Mitchie Poo,
whatever. If you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780 or 908-444-MLR1. Royce, I love this song. Have you heard of Hailstorm?
I love this song, too. The whole band's pretty good.
Dude, she's so hot. Right? And the thing is that shit can straight up scream like she's got like that... 80s metal type of shriek whenever she gets to those really high notes. It's pretty impressive, actually.
They sound like Avenged Sevenfold with a female lead singer.
There you go.
That's what they sound like to me. Like, the band sounds like that, but with a female lead singer.
Yeah.
Which I think is better than Avenged Sevenfold.
I don't like it. Dude, they sold out big time.
I know you're a big fan of Five Finger Death Punch, though, right?
I hate them so much.
What is wrong with Five Finger Death Punch?
What isn't wrong with them? Dude, his voice is terrible. Their lyrics suck. Their chord progressions are juvenile at best. Do you want me to keep going?
Do you like Volbeat?
I don't even know what that is.
Good. You should listen to him. Just Google search Volbeat and just shut up.
No, Five Finger Death Punch for us, my friends.
Nah, I'm not a fan of Five Finger Death Punch.
I am. I love them. Five Finger, Evans Blue.
No, don't. I don't want to hear it. I know what his voice sounds like. I've heard the song.
No, you haven't. How about Dutch? And let me just teach your radio, Dutch. Maybe for people that are listening in and go, I've never heard of Five Finger Death Punch. Why does Sean like them? Why does Dutch not? And you know what I'm doing is I'm facilitating.
No. Fuck radio. I don't care at this point. I will sacrifice good radio just so I don't have to hear that shitty ass band. Dear Father.
Okay.
No, you can keep playing it. Go ahead.
No, I'm done now and I don't want to.
No, you made a point now. Go ahead.
No, I'm acting out. Forget it.
Now I'm acting out.
In your eyes, I just never added up.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
I know I failed you, but you left.
Dude, he's Scott Stapping the vocals.
No way.
Dude, they're Creed and Drop C. Come on.
That's impossible.
More like Drop D.
No, D would be been obvious, but
D's nuts.
Thank you, Royce.
A lot of bands play in C because it's heavier. It's like lower, and that's why. Right.
I don't care, Dutch. No one cares, Dutch.
But everyone loves C, though.
Ooh, Dutch! Can I make an official more like?
Stop
radio
yelling at me!
Can I make an official more like radio announcement?
Sure. Hold on a second. Do we have to make it official?
Yeah, sure. Give me.
It's actually like breaking news, but whatever.
Well, then give me something else. I don't want to do it.
But,
you should do like the.
Does that work?
Good enough. We have More Like Radio has its official, its first official sponsor.
Ooh!
Yay!
And they are a little company. You might have heard of them called AdamandEve.com.
Nice.
That's right, really nice.
That's actually right down spreaders. Our. They do have anal hole spreaders. And Marie loves them.
I'm a fan.
So, yes, adamandeve.com is our first official sponsor.
I love the anal hole spreader.
Very happy to have him aboard. More news coming in the future. But
nice.
Get it? He said coming.
I don't get it.
I got it.
No, did
See,
I? Get
coming
it.
Is what happens when you have sex.
Now,
when you have anal hole spreaders.
By the right way, fun face. Story. Producer Mitch, I like to make his life miserable. So, what I did was,
this is true.
I went to his girlfriend's page because I was talking.
Well, we gotta back up a little bit. We were actually looking at sex toys right before this.
Yeah, we were looking at sex toys. Our new great sponsor.
Wait, you two together, or Mitch and you and your girl?
No, me.
No, just me and Royce.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you two?
We were checking out our sponsor site and also what toys we're going to buy each other for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, what was I say? Oh, so I tell Mitch, I go, so when are you and your girlfriend going to move in together? And, of course, he's like, we haven't even told each other we like each other yet. How are we going to move in? So, of course, I posted on her page. I said, hey, blah, blah, blah. Mitch wants to. Mitch is asking why you guys aren't moving in together. trying to make it very awkward. And then what I did was I went to Megan Retzlatz, that model girl Dutch you always.
Yes.
I went to her page and I posted. I tagged his girlfriend and also Mitch saying, "Hey, Mitch could move in with you now. I know you guys have had a side thing. Don't worry." And then insert.
No, you said, "Hey, right now, Mitch." His girlfriend, she's just a fling. When are you two gonna? When are you and Mitch gonna move in together?
Oh my yes, God.
Or something
why?
Like that.
Why?
What do you mean why? Because I don't want him to have happiness. That's why. Mm. What don't and then, you stand about me? Yet?
No, this is the reason why I have. I don't speak to you unless it's show day, because of things like this.
But now she calls you Roycey, so it's all good in the world.
Oh really? Which one, Megan or your chick?
My chick calls him Roycey, so. Yeah.
As she should.
By the way, have I said this on the air? Like, Mitch just sent me a picture of, like, remember that? It was a couple of months ago where you guys were talking about shitting on girls' faces.
Yeah, I got that picture too.
Yeah. They were talking about, like, shitting, like, you know, is it okay if you shit on a glass table that's in front of your girl's face? And I was just, you know, appalled by the entire thing. So Mitch decides, like, send me a picture of this big, like, glob of brown shit on a glass table and his girl's face right underneath it.
You just got that?
No. It happened a while ago. I just don't know if I brought it up in the air, but
no, I don't think it was ever brought up.
Yeah, my point is you two are creeps and you two are perfect for each other. And it's obnoxious.
I don't think you could prove that.
What creeps?
True love?
No, anything. I don't think
that picture. I think that picture alone proves that we're creeps.
Buddy, I feel like you're being hostile towards me tonight.
I'm not being hostile, Dutch. You're like my best friend in the world. I'm just showing all your shortcomings on air. That's all.
You know what?
That's why.
Again, why we don't talk off air anymore.
I have a vast friendship with all my other co-hosts. It seems like you off air are just too good for me, which is fine. I live with that. I understand. And Dutch, I understand. Dude.
No, we used to be good. And then there was that one time and you did that thing and it was like, oh.
I do understand.
What, that one time you flooded Marie's apartment?
Yeah, like that. Yeah,
Mitch,
that
had nothing to do with anything. I don't know why you just brought it up.
So,
but it was funny though.
I know what it's like. Dutch, listen, I know you're the cool kid that can only be my friends like after school, but in school you got to sit with your friends. I get that, dude. Like you're the handsome kid who's got to hang out with the jocks, and yeah, you got to bully me, but you know, like those made for TV movies. Like after school, you help me out. You're like, you know, man, you just got to stand up for yourself. And that's fine, Dutch. I'm fine with that.
Speaking of flooding Marie's apartment, I randomly thought of it the other day, and when the whole thing was going down,
laughing. I know we all do.
It made me giggle because like John and I like ran downstairs trying to find the water main. John, remember
this?
Shut
up the entire water.
We were running around and like we're just looking at like three big valves and you know. Which one do we do? All of them. Just turn them all off. John just grabs every lever and shuts it off. I mean, I was like, okay. Go for it.
Making this happen. No indoor pool tonight.
Oh, my God.
The worst part was all the Hispanics started slowly coming out. Why do we not have water, man?
That's exactly it. Everybody was like.
We had to find the water, man.
They were just wandering out one by one that night. It was very
And then
strange.
The other people in the apartment complex came out, too.
Oh, no, God. There's
See,
nothing.
What, no, what I was saying was that was Marie's apartment.
I got it.
I saw Scarface. I know how you people talk.
You want to go to war with me, man?
You know, I just want to let everyone know that Al Pacino does not represent my people.
Have you guys heard of Dan Poetman?
No, and I'm glad I haven't, because his last name's Poetman.
Well, his actual name is Daniel Songer.
Oh, that's even worse.
He calls himself a comedian. What he does is he stands in front of his deck and he tapes himself doing comedy bits. I pulled this clip a long time ago, and I never got around, so I haven't actually watched this in about 2 months now. So, but yeah, here we go. Dan, it got viral legs for like a little bit there, but yeah, this is a guy. This is good stand-up comedy if I ever heard it.
Ladies and gentlemen, comedian, entertainer, Daniel Songer.
Does he introduce himself?
Yep, he's off mic.
What a here,
I'll
fucking
post,
asshole!
I'll post the video in the chat room. You guys can watch along.
I already hate him.
Comedian, entertainer, Daniel Songer. What was that? That was like a wind me up twister, wasn't it? You know? Hey, I made a new dance called the Jack Me Up. Jack me, jack me, jack me up, you know? Jack me up, man, for Comedy Act 143.
At what point does Royce wax the guy?
Dude, he's just this fat, like, not middle-aged, like, late middle-aged dude who came out and he's trying to do, like, physical comedy. Oh, my God. You have to watch the video along with.
Well, you can't hate on him too much. He just got off the golf course.
Dude. And it's a very canary yellow shirt he has on.
You know, guys, you know, when a man is single and he goes on, you know, what, day after day, week after week, sometimes year after year being single, it just gets harder and harder to get a girlfriend.
It does. He's so right.
So far, it's funny because it's true.
Yes.
But once very relatable. You get a girlfriend, it's like every girl wants you. You know, it's like, where have you been, baby? You know.
That's right. He's right. He is.
Oh my God.
At what point does his neighbors throw shit at him?
I don't know.
Does Punchy know this guy is stealing his material, or
talk like a fag and your shit's all retarded?
It's like, yeah, you get a girlfriend and they all want you, and well, I'm
he's out of breath,
you know, riding my bike.
Wait, hold on. This is Comedy Act 143.
Oh, he has 100.
So he has 142 more before this.
This is the way this guy writes. He thinks of something in his head. He tapes himself, puts it on YouTube, and then I don't know, man. But all I know is that this has 241 dislikes to 112 likes.
It could be worse. He could be wearing a leather cowboy hat.
Number one comment says, I'll say this, he's funnier than Dane Cook.
This guy apparently pulls up to me.
Apparently 241 people don't like girls.
On a bike. He's like, hey man, you want to have a beer? You know, and I'm like, cool, you know, we stop off at this bar and all of a sudden we get a really nice, you know, kind of like a bike chick, you know, sitting with us and what? Real, real nice girl, you
this
know, and she, before I knew it, she is on my side of the table, massaging me, giving me.
Oh my God, dude, he has that hack comedian, like, just voice. You know what I mean? Like, we make fun of hacky radio voices, but he's got that hack comedian voice.
He's not that bad, because the problem is you're not letting him get to his punchlines, Dutch. I blame you for him.
I apologize. I'll keep playing it then.
Yeah, back scratching, you know, and man, before we knew it, you know, we have got this line going on, you know, and
I know.
She is like got her butt right in my groin, you know, right in there, and I'm like massage.
I have a game. We haven't done this in a while. We do it with our fans. Let's start the video again. Everybody,
it's a 5-minute video. I'm only 2 minutes in. You want to just keep going from here?
No. But let me explain the game, and you tell me what you think. We haven't done this for a while. We haven't done this with our fans in a while. We haven't had a good drinking game on air in a while.
I know what you're gonna do, dude. We're gonna get smashed.
I think what we need to do is,
dude.
For those of you that hold on, let me explain the rules.
By the way, the second top comment, second top comment is what you're about to say.
Well. Okay, now what we do is every time he says said phrase, Dutch, We take it now. If you don't want to get too drunk, you could do it. No, with
I'll
beer.
Do it. I'll do it.
Okay, hold on. I need to go get some beer. Hold on.
Yeah,
okay,
I need a lot of beer, dude.
Okay. Let's see.
Well, I have my rum and coke, so I'll just pour it.
That's worry. Fine. That's fair I'm enough. Fair enough.
I got high last week. I'm gonna get smashed this week. All right, we'll do it.
By the way, any
guesses in the chat room or anybody what the word is? We haven't actually said it yet.
let's go ahead and let's play some get beer music. It'll only take a second. Or drink music, that is.
Are we need drinking music?
Yeah, I'll be right back. I'm going to go get something.
Okay, go for it. Sean, Cakes, you guys playing?
John's probably going to get something to drink. I do not drink.
Okay, then you have to take a hit off a bowl every time.
Dude, I don't even have any of that either.
Well, do you have anything? Just like math?
Take a swig of chlorine or something.
I have been sober all week.
Why?
Okay, that's a lie. I smoked weed last night when my buddies came by. But that's not the point. Point is, because I'm broke.
Okay.
Oh, I can't even afford cigarettes. I haven't smoked a cigarette all day.
Gonna suck.
Oh, no, I feel sorry for you now.
Oh, no, you don't. Stop
no,
it.
No, I legitimately do feel bad for you now.
All right.
No. Before.
All right. Dutch, let's do it.
All right. If you guys haven't caught on, the word is you know. All right. Yes. We're going to start this over again. If you guys want to follow along with the video. In fact, I could probably play this in Ustream.
If you want. Sure, that'd be fine.
Here, let me see if I can't pop the video. I don't know if I can do this in Chrome. Nah, I can't do it. Fuck it. Just follow along with the video. If you're listening live, if you're listening to the podcast, it's just...
Just keep drinking.
Just keep drinking. Every time you hear the word, you know.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, comedian, entertainer, Daniel
I'll sound the bell every time we have to drink.
Fair enough.
This guy thinks he's a riot, by the way.
Comedian, entertainer, Daniel Songer. What was that? That was like a wind-me-up twister, wasn't it? You know? Hey, I made a new dance called the Jack Me Up. Jack me, jack me, jack me up,
so
you know?
Cringing, dude.
Jack me up, man, for Comedy Act 143. You know, guys, you know, when a man is single and he goes on, you know, what, day after day, week after week, sometimes year after year being single, it just gets harder and harder to get a girlfriend. But once you get a girlfriend, it's like every girl wants you, you know? It's like, where have you been, baby? You know? It's like you get a girlfriend and they all want you. And, well, I'm out, you know, riding my bike. And this guy pulls up to me on a bike. And he's like, hey, man, you want to have a beer? You know? And I'm like, cool, you know? We stopped off at this bar. And all of a sudden we get a really nice... you know, kind of like a biker chick, you know, sitting with us, and real, real nice girl, you know, and
she,
before I knew it, she is on...
This was your idea, by the way.
No, but, jeez.
I fucking hate you. John's over here chugging a cup of
so
liquor.
So am I. That's what I'm doing. this is bad.
I am chugging. I haven't put my beer down yet.
I kept count because I knew there was no way I was going to be able to keep track of the you-knows, and I'm doing them now, like, while we're breaking. So.
Oh my God.
All right, let's go.
Let's keep going.
I'm ready.
Okay, 5-minute video.
You know.
141 in, all right?
My side of the table, massaging me, giving me a back scratching, you know. And man, before we know it, you know, we have got this line going on, you know. And she is like got her... But right in my groin, you know, right in there, and I'm like massaging her waist, you know, and just getting it going on, you know, and she's like massaging.
Hit the pause again,
please.
Oh my God,
Jesus Christ!
Royce, you're such a lightweight.
Well, there's a half a beer down. How far are we into this?
Drinking, John?
We're two minutes 10 seconds into a 5-minute video.
I am
okay. So I hopefully have enough with two beers.
I have enough for a double shot.
But what are you drinking? What liquor?
Three Olives Dude, lemon lime flavored vodka.
Well, you can mix that in a drink, you know. Oh, I just said, you know, like, oh, shit, he's rubbing off on me. Drink.
Damn it.
By the way, this is playing the rest of the night. We're doing the, you know, game. Whether it be us or this guy.
This dude I meet, you know, another biker guy, and she's massaging him. We got a line going on, you know, and she's like, you know, telling the guy, you know, and she's like, whoa, you know, she's got a nice butt. And I'm like, I'm not switching positions, you know, no way, you know. It's like, man, when I got ready.
I gotta pause, hold up.
Oh, oh my, this guy is God. A fucking animal.
That's one beer down.
Yep.
See, I'm drinking a mixed drink like a gentleman.
That's why I got beer.
And I am almost out of vodka.
Sorry, like
so 10, glad I don't drink.
10 people walked into my house. So I had to close the door.
You know, you ready?
Ding. Go out of there. Every girl in there wanted my phone number. It's like, man, you know, they just wanted it, man. Everyone wanted my number, and it was like, you know, I started getting down. I was like, massage with a little bit of shoving.
Oh, God.
Massage.
This is so cringing.
With a lot of loving.
I'm gonna upchuck.
You know, come on, girls, you know. You gotta be practically having sex in a public place.
He's
before
right.
These girls will want you, you him. Know? It's like we're there practically having sex in a public place, and all these girls, you know, they wouldn't even let me out of the bar. They're like, everybody wants my number. Everybody wants the massage.
Where's
massage with a little bit of shoving.
Punchline.
Massage with a little bit of loving.
Oh, my God.
You know? It was really cool, but you know what? It's like, I'm going to go on and get myself a girlfriend.
Why?
And what happens?
Why is he alive?
100 girlfriends, man! You know?
Oop. There was one there in the ding. Sucking in the last
ding.
There.
Ding.
Shit, dude.
I got to refill. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm going to get another one just in case.
Oh, Jesus.
This is freaking retarded.
Is anybody counting these? I'm on 35.
I don't even know what I'm on. At B-Hub is keeping count. Last he checked, it was a 25.
25?
Holy Christ.
Oh, God. I mean, we all have crutch,
crutch.
Words. Well, John was like, I think you've actually toned back on that over the years. Ever since you pointed it out.
Uh-huh. You never say tiddlywinks.
That's your crutch word?
Wow,
it's very specific.
Come on, you guys are all my friends on here. You know me, Sean. How many years have you known me, Sean?
15.
15. Me and Sean, I'm always like, ah, tiddlywinks.
I've never heard you say that in 15 years.
I can't say that.
Not once in 15 years have I heard that word come out of your mouth.
What, tiddlywinks?
Yeah, that's
the one.
Oh,
man, they call me Tiddlywinks Royce.
No, they don't.
On
they
the
never
they
do.
Is that your new
what
nickname?
Street?
Tiddlywinks Royce.
Yeah. Get out of the street.
Sir Tiddlywinks Fun Royce. I think that's his name.
Scooter.
Hyphen
Scooter.
Glad you remember that I was knighted, Sean.
Oh, sir.
Yeah, that one time we met the Queen of England.
You'll see. Now that I said it, now you guys will realize how much I say Tiddlywinks.
Producer Mitch, you back?
Yes, I'm back.
All right, let's go.
Yay.
Oh, hey, there was a bar, okay, that got their start by actually creating a name for themselves, which was Titties and Beer. Titties and Beer. I mean, you know what? That really attracted the man crowd. I mean, men would come for miles for Titties and Beer, you know? But the only thing is, now when you go to that restaurant, it's all
sorry,
women.
Don't drink on that one.
And, I mean, what does that
not a
tell
bar?
You? You know?
Sorry.
Wait, that was a you know right there.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
was it?
At the end.
Damn yep. it. Oh, fuck, okay. I accidentally hit the button because I
now we got to start over.
No, no. No. All right, we got 45 seconds left, yo. Here we go.
No, it tells me that women love titties and beer. Women like Titties and beer.
He's dancing again.
Titties and beer.
Royce, why is he dancing?
What we all fear. The world is okay, gone queer.
Sometimes when you have comedy inside of you, the only way to get it out is you dance. You
know, I thought it was...
Drink.
Woman, it's a free-for-all. Titties and beer. Lonely hearts, they shed the tear. Newsflash. More titties and beer. Daniel Songer.
That's the end? Is it over?
That's it. What was our final tally on that one? Because, woo.
Oh, thank God.
Wait, we were keeping track?
I think.
Yeah, B-Hubs was.
Huey Lewis in the news was, yeah.
Oh, good. 39.
Hubleys. Thank you, buddy.
I was doing the Pavlov's dog thing. Man, that's a bell I drink.
You hear the bell, yeah.
That's a tiddly-wink motherfucker right there.
I just spit my beer on my fucking cat, man.
Now you guys, because I pointed it out.
Asshole.
You guys never noticed.
Cat. Well, we all know John's crutch word. We actually isolated it. Here's that.
But like that, like he's like a, you know, like no, like
that came out of a 30-second clip. I don't know. I know I have crutch words because I'm an idiot most of the time as far as speaking goes. What do you guys think my crutch word or phrase is?
Well, Punchy says one shot for every time Roy says, and by the way, I guess that's mine.
Yeah, by the way, you do that a lot. That's yours.
No. Wait. No. His is, I hear what you're saying.
No. Yeah.
You say that a lot.
I do.
Hold on. We all talk to each other all the time. Maybe we should open this up to listeners. 954-573-2780. Call in if you know what our actual crutch words are.
Punchy says Dutch yells at somebody. Sean talks like a black person. John is physically hurt. Merce says this one is different when referring to a girl.
I think to be fair is a Merce and Royce crutch.
Yeah,
you guys both.
Fair, that's true.
You guys land on that one quite a bit.
No, I think Merce is like when he says right.
He says right. He used to say what a lot until Ryan kept calling him on it.
Yeah. What? He says what?
That's
right. At the end of like a sentence that he didn't, you know, like if he said a joke, but he didn't have confidence in it, he would end it with what?
That's to let you know that he said a joke.
Exactly. What?
And I think
it's a comedy period.
What's mine though? Is it just anything sarcastic?
Yours is a sadness covered up by laughter.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yours is like pregnant pauses between prepositions.
No, okay. Yours is saying you love something when it's really horrible because you do that a lot and it makes me angry.
Well, that's just behavior.
What did I say that I loved?
Dude, every garbage thing, and then I don't even know when you're being honest anymore. Like I can't.
That's what I said, the sarcasm thing.
I'm sure we'll figure it out. So we should. Because we started this one, anytime anybody says you know, we have to
drink.
We have to drink or any other. Because the reason why I wanted to bring up the crutch words thing so we could do something like with this throughout the rest of the show. So anytime, and it's not just Royce's crutch word. If any of us say any of the crutch words, so you know, to be fair,
like.
Let's not do like.
Okay, John's like. John, you're the only one.
No. We can't do his. We would die.
Right, so I'm off limits.
And also, don't do tiddlywinks. Because I say that so much, everyone will get hammered.
Never say
shut
that.
Shut up, your tiddlywinks.
Maybe I just don't pay attention when you speak, because I don't recall you saying that often. But maybe I'm just not paying attention.
Yeah, pay attention more. I say it all the time.
I will. So
I just count him out.
How bad was that
asshole? Tiddlywinks so much that Marie screams at him because of it.
Yeah,
this is true. Wow. This is true.
I have a fun Alec Baldwin story, if you'd like.
I love Baldwinisms.
Alec Baldwin punched another photographer today.
Yay!
What?
Santos, the photographer, was standing innocently with the two other photographers when Baldwin, 54, approached with an angry glare. He was looking mad, said Santos. He said, step back. I said, we're moving back. Baldwin then grabbed the second news photographer, Jefferson Siegel.
Steven's brother.
And yes. Santos told Baldwin to back off. He came after me, starts shoving me and punching me. One time he hit me right in the chin, and then he started shoving me and pushing me.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
And he goes the other way.
pretty sure they deserved it.
But, I mean, his name was Santos, yeah. So I can only imagine a greasy Portuguese loser with a camera that deserved to be punched.
Yes.
A Portuguese?
I was going to say porch monkey, but then I didn't want to be racist.
I asked all the Portuguese.
I have audio of him hitting the photographer.
Go for it.
Yes.
Because we're adding a little something to this fun style.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
Surprise. Wow. Back El Dorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize, a set of steak knives.
So obviously that made him pretty mad.
Wow.
Had the second photographer. Prize, a set of steak knives. Wow. You know what third prize is? You fired.
What's in your wallet?
Oh, there's a picture. Yeah, there you go. Western Echo posted the picture. Look, that's him pushing a photographer in the chat room.
From what I heard, like, just because I've heard, like, you know, other guys who are like became celebrities, even though they're not really celebrity types. Like, I heard like the dudes from Good Charlotte in an interview, and they were talking about like, because one dude, I guess, is married to Nicole Richie. Apparently, like these paparazzi guys, like, they'll scream like awful things at you and your kids and be like, you know, your kid's part retarded, I can tell, and like just try to get a reaction out of you. So
really yelling at Dan Marino.
Yeah, that's all they do.
I hate you, Sean, because you just took my line.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, if they're yelling at Dan Marino, they're being honest. You can't get mad at that. Or if they're yelling at John Travolta's dead kid, or if they're yelling at
Eric Clapton's dead kid,
Flutie.
Yep, there
we go. Eric Clapton's kid wasn't retarded. He just fell out of a window.
It's retarded.
Okay, it's pretty fucking retarded. Fair enough.
He was two.
He's still retarded.
You know what? He wasn't so Dutch. A bird.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
He was a Peter Pan and he can fly.
I know plenty of two-year-olds that haven't fallen out of a window.
Okay, wow.
New hashtag, what Eric Clapton's kid isn't. A bird.
Alive.
A parachute tester. Alive. Let's see.
Alive.
A pilot.
A pilot. Sean.
Peter Pan.
Defier of gravity.
A superhero. He is definitely not a superhero.
User of adult coffin.
He's not a levitator.
Roadkill.
God damn it, dude.
Too much. I apologize.
Aspiring now, musician.
Breathing. Western Echo says lighter than another one.
Window flower box.
What in a was in a building in the, on the moon? an ant.
Lighter than air. Western Echo says
a cat.
Oh no. Oh God!
He is not from the planet Krypton.
I really hope one of our listeners doesn't hashtag that on Twitter right this second.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
A flying squirrel.
God. I had one of those when I was a kid. They were so cute.
They could fly.
You had a sugar glider?
Yeah.
That's strange.
It was injured. We caught it.
That's what he called his penis.
A sugar glider.
Because Sean, he goes by middle schools and he puts sugar on his dick and he goes, want a lollipop, little kids?
You'll glide once you taste it.
Yes, he calls it a sugar glider.
A flying kite.
But it's really just bath salts.
Oh, no. Someone's already hashtagged it.
That's not even nice.
Things that are clapping kids is not.
Oh, well, there you go.
A Grammy winner. A gold record owner. Gold record owner.
Old enough to die with a soul.
God, dude.
What is he, Asian?
Popped his cherry.
What is he?
Drank a virgin. Out of cups.
Now we're just going off the deep end here.
That's mean. First off, it's mean.
Because now we're just looking for things to be mean about.
Says things like, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
I don't think he says anything. He was...
I mean, you know what? Maybe lock some windows, motherfucker.
How old was he when he died? Mitchell, look that up. I think he was
Old enough to have a nightlight.
Two, right?
Yep.
Right.
Four.
God.
Maybe I'm
old enough to know better.
Yes.
Wasn't that because his dad's pride and joy?
God you damn know it. My name?
He was 4 and a half, so yeah, pretty
if
retarded.
I saw you
if retarded.
You close that window and you fall down to heaven.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean,
when I was 4 and a half, I didn't fall out of a window. I mean, did any of you guys fall out of a window when you were 4 and a half?
But you're still kind of retarded.
No. So that kind of makes him retarded.
Well, my brother fell off a slide.
Oh, it makes him 4 and a half.
I figured it out.
Who has full-length bay windows?
No, hold on. I'll tell you what happened. His name was Connor Clapton. I just looked it up. What happened is a Terminator thought he was John Connor.
Oh, man, it looks like an accident. That makes
sense. Right, right.
I don't know if that's accurate, Royce.
I'm pretty sure it is.
The Terminator?
Yeah. Terminators aren't that smart. They're robots.
Put the cookie down.
Who said you could eat my cookies? Did I get the wrong movie? Oh,
no,
shit.
It was perfect.
Eric Clapton's 4-year-old son Connor died after falling from the 53rd floor. Ooh, 53rd. That's not even close to survivable.
Oh, my God.
That's like he's going to turn into like SpaghettiOs on the floor.
Well, first of all, if he was a cat, he would have landed on his feet, so he would have been fine.
New York City apartment on the 100. That's what you get for living so high, you fucking rich muckety.
Wait, how far up was he? Wow, I cannot speak tonight.
53 stories.
This stupid drinking game is killing me right now, by the way.
530 feet.
He landed on a roof of an adjacent four-story building.
Well, that should save him, right? Because every Marvel character I see, it falls off a roof. As long as they hit that awning, they're like that vegetable cart awning, and then they hit the vegetables, they're fine.
They have superpowers.
Exactly.
Well, I think unlike movies, the real life has gravity.
No,
there's gravity. How do you think Spider-Man swings, Mitch? Come on, get with the program here.
Well, he shoots spider webs out of his
wrists. Gravity makes him swing.
It says here what Connor Clapton's nickname was: Old Grammy Maker.
Dude, that's rough for even me, man.
Old Popcorn Maker.
Oh boy.
His nickname wasn't Wings.
No, it was Crater. There you go.
It was Crater.
Crater. Crater Clapton.
Would you know my name if you fell out a window?
Do you have his dental record? Because you can't identify the body.
Oh my God, John.
You know it's true.
His nickname later was Street Pizza.
Oh, God damn it. Oh. Oh, I know enough time has passed, but it still gives me like a weird shiver in my spine.
If I fell out a window.
Oh, no. Too soon,
splat.
Royce.
Splat.
This is terrible.
Too soon.
Oh, this is so terrible.
I should have bought a play school parachute. My first parachute.
Oh, no.
And it's unfortunate now that now that every window in New York has to have a please keep your 4.5-year-old away from this window sticker.
They call them consueladors.
I'm pretty sure I've never seen any of the stickers on anything.
You're not paying attention.
Apparently not.
You know who else is paying attention is Kit.
Or loss of self. How about the babysitter? Oh, no. Where was the babysitter?
I don't know if it happened on his watch. I honestly don't know.
Oh, dude.
Not on my watch.
Does New York have signs now that say beware of falling Claptons?
Yes, it does.
Oh, my God, Mitch. Come on. Oh, Lordy.
What it is, it's one of those yellow pictures where it has one of the black outline of a guy with a guitar. That's
Like the baby. Caution, the surface is wet and you see a guy slipping, except this one, it's like, is it like a picture of a baby and then like, you know, about an inch up from it, you see like the diaper ripped off because it was going so fast, like one of those kind of things?
It says his speeding fines doubled when baby falling out of window.
Oh, God.
No, what it actually is, it's a stick figure, and it shows like the dotted line of it hitting the floor, and you see like a black puddle, and then you see the like the other dotted line going the opposite way because it bounced.
The official story, according to intern B-Hubs, the apartment block janitor was in the apartment cleaning the glass, was about 4 feet by 6 feet tall. The janitor swung it open to let some fresh air in. Connor ran straight out the window. Eric arrived 5 minutes.
Oh my
late.
God, dude!
What
that's...
was he doing?
Why was the kid alone?
Or why was he running just full force into a window?
Well, dude, that's what little kids do. That's what little kids do. I mean, but like, dude, I'm assuming these are bay-length windows, right? They like went from ceiling to floor, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't know. But dude. I am adding to what Clapton's kid isn't.
Oh, what is what is it, Royce?
No, I'm just putting lighter than air. That's all.
By the way, when did this happen? Has enough
80 something?
Okay, has enough time passed? Because I'm heating up over here.
I'll tell you.
The song it was 90 something.
It came out 1990. Healthcare wouldn't fix that kid.
I don't think anything would fix that kid.
Because I'm pretty sure if the kid would have fell out the window right now,
pretty sure Star Wars medical science wouldn't be able to fix him.
With stem cell research that we had today, he would have had robot legs.
Apparently, 376 people closed their windows.
Oh shit! Jesus Christ!
Is that what it says on the video?
I said that right now.
Oh no!
Yeah, please do it now.
376 people dislike this song.
I don't even understand how you could dislike
it. Who dislikes a Clapton song?
I do.
I'll tell you.
Oh, hi, no. Retard. How you doing?
Who, the rest of the Dominoes or the rest of Cream?
Yeah. Or how about the rest of the Yardbirds?
Yeah, how about them?
It was probably a conspiracy because, you know, like Clapton left to do his own thing. They're like, hey, we're the Yardbirds. Let's do something. Let's send a message.
Are you trying to say that the Yardbirds killed Clapton's kid?
No, what I'm
not saying that they did or they didn't. I'm just saying that
you heard
plausible.
It here first on DNR. Johnny Cakes Zanzari is saying that the bass player from the Yardbirds killed.
I wouldn't go to Eric Clapton's bungee jumping class. That's all I'm trying to say.
Which reminds me of that footage from 9/11 where everybody was jumping out of the burning buildings as they were collapsing.
Yeah, they were all Connor Claptoning.
Except that's because the building was on fire, not because the kid was stupid.
Maybe it was invisible flames that he was running away from.
I was four years old. I knew not to run out a window. Like when Dutch was saying two earlier, I was like, okay, well, he's two. You know, I kind of understood that. But I think at 4 years old, you understand.
Do you remember anything when you were 4 years old?
Yes, I do.
Wait, no, you don't.
I remember not falling out of windows.
I figured it out, Royce. I just figured it out why he would. Okay, he watched a commercial of Windex with the two birds that are trying to run.
That wasn't around in the 80s, so you're wrong.
It could have been around in the 80s. You don't know that. They could have just rehashed it.
No, I'm pretty sure that.
And he was like, oh, maybe I can run through that window because I can still see the window. But the guy opened up the window.
And he was saying, why did they make Back to the Future 3? And he jumped out the window.
Now, hold on a second.
actually, the beef was down there. So when people said, where's the beef? He ran out to go get it.
He's the beef.
more like veal cutlet.
Gross. Mitch, I know this might be a stretch. See if you can look up some research on the window cleaner guy. See if he killed himself after feeling guilt or if he got charged with anything.
On who?
On the guy, the window cleaner guy. Let me speak. The window cleaner guy who opened up the window, and he's the reason why the kid's dead, essentially.
Okay, I'll find out who it is.
Just see if he got charged. I want to see like if he got hit with anything or if he killed himself or something. Because, dude, I know for me personally, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Actually, the reason the kid is dead is because gravity works.
Well, okay, but, you know.
Or how about because celebrities aren't superheroes?
That's right. You know who that never happens to? Fucking black kids in the inner city because they don't have windows.
Or better yet, doesn't happen to Rodney King.
Wow, it's racist all of a sudden.
Oh, that's right. Rodney King died in a swimming pool.
Yeah, go figure. Racism?
No, that really did happen.
No, and I actually did. I saw some reports or whatever. Like, apparently, like, his girlfriend, there was this whole hullabaloo. Does somebody have that story here? Let me see if I can't pull it up.
There was a lot of tiddlywinks going on, from what I heard.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You have to drink.
Hey, wait. Hey, Royce, excuse me. I got to go drop some Rodney Kings off at the pool.
Oh, first off, racist. Secondly, accurate. Thirdly, even after he was dead, the LAPD still beat him and arrested him.
And fourthly, I saw that joke about 300 times on Twitter.
Oh, but did you see this joke? Go fuck your mother.
Not you. I'm talking about the Rodney Kings at the pool joke. Don't get all pissed at me, buddy.
No, I am. Oh, I'm mad. Now I'm angry.
Why are you angry at me? I was talking about John's joke, not you, stupid.
Italy winking motherfucker.
Yeah. Now we have to drink again. Why are you? Dude, now I have to drink again.
No, that's my new. That's Angry Royce. That's my new character.
Oh, so your new character?
Wait, how is that your new character?
I had another. Well, that's my life. But I have Ghetto Royce too, which I text Mersh with all the time, and he gets angry.
What's up, nigga?
I'm like, what's up, nigga? You too good to call and shit? I thank Dutch for that because once again, Dutch, because the arrangement me and Dutch had, I'm supposed to watch The Wire, and he said, "What's to watch Breaking Bad?" Dutch has watched no Breaking Bad, and I'm on season 5 of The Wire.
Well, you know what? If anything, I'm holding Breaking Bad hostage until you buy Diablo 3, like you said you were going to do.
Okay, as soon as
good night, girlfriend.
You got it. As soon as you give me $50 because we made a bet.
Time out, dude. Let's continue.
Did Mitch just?
Yeah, Mitch. What? What?
What was that?
Yeah.
Bed, so I was wishing her good night.
Good night, girlfriend. You fucking idiot.
Wait, is she sleeping over at your house? Did you guys already move in because of my thing?
Slumber party.
No, she's.
I'm not having this hot 10 Megan Ratzliff move into my man, so she moved in.
Yep.
I like how Dutch and I were on the same page there. Like, wait a second. Did Mitch just subliminally
slip in? Time out. What just happened? Yeah.
No, I didn't subliminally say anything. I yelled it.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck you, Mitch.
What's a subliminally?
Does she live with you?
No.
Dude, no, get her on mic. Why is she going to bed?
She doesn't live with me. She's not here.
She's at her house. Let me yell to let her know.
Oh, she's listening to the show. Okay, I understand. Yes. I thought maybe she was like in the back room.
Girlfriend.
Hi.
Bye, shit on your face.
There you go.
That's her nickname. Shit on your face or shit face. Because that picture you sent me.
That works.
Just don't pull a Connor Clapton.
Shit. Well, then you have shit and everything else all over the place.
I know, seriously.
Please don't pull a Connor. Oh, hold on.
That'll be difficult because she lives in a one-story house, doesn't she?
Yeah, but even in a one-story house, that's pretty dangerous falling out of a window.
Not really.
Connor is
generally 4 feet above, I'm assuming.
You can sprain your ankle. You can snap your neck. You can fall on a stick. You can tear your ACL. You can fall on a landmine.
So, Rodney King, so, like, what was the whole deal with this whole thing? Because they're saying, like, I guess the girlfriend's story has changed 3 or 4 different times at this point.
Well, it's every woman's story. Every black woman's story.
He was found dead in his pool. I mean, I don't know specifically what happened because, like you said, Dutch, his story's changed so much. But does anybody even care? The only thing he did was resurrect Jay Leno's career for a couple months.
All he did was get beaten up by cops.
Yeah, and had it videotaped.
Well, but dude, L.A. was set on fire for a month.
No, not just set on fire, dude. After I saw the news that he died, I decided to like start going on a YouTube hunt and like looking up the 1992 L.A. riots. Dude, it was fucking. There was just mobs of black people going into like suburban white neighborhoods, into like intersections, and just. If cars weren't taking off or trying to get away from them, they would literally pull just random white people out of the car, beat the fuck out of them, and destroy their car.
They still do that.
That's what white people deserve for being white and better.
Wait.
What?
What?
And I'm going to go with what Mitch said.
I think he just blacked out for a second.
Mitch, you fucking asshole.
There you go.
Oh, that's right!
Yeah.
The difference is that...
Someone playing this on their Walkman?
Yeah. Why? You don't have a Walkman?
Really bad.
He doesn't have a Walkman. That was a Talkboy.
Talkboy, that's what I was about to say. No, the difference is what Bradley's take on that was kind of like the subvert outlets of the riots because it became a widespread thing. The core center of it was just mobs of black people looking for white people to kill or beat the fuck out of. Like,
yeah, fair enough.
They still
really
do that,
fair enough before this fucking this asshole Rodney King, which, by the way, have you seen his arrest record?
It's pretty bad.
Dude, yeah, it's pretty long. It's
he was not a good person.
Especially his latest one for loitering face down in a pool.
Oddly enough, it was like one of the McDonald's ball pools. How did he drown from that? I don't know, man. Only a black guy.
Can't we all just get along?
Can't we all start a riot right now? Sounds like fun.
Can't we all just drown in a pool?
Well, yeah. I mean, we could.
Yeah, just that's
I vote
William,
John first.
That's William.
Oh, wife.
How she's doing.
Now, the thing is that, like, okay, fine. There was weird. I mean, like, I rewatched the Rodney King thing. Fine. He deserved to get his ass kicked a little bit there, but dude, they could have put the cuffs on him at one point when he was basically barely unconscious on the ground. I mean, you know that was the Wild West, I guess, back in the day before anybody was taking. If anything, do you guys think that was the first viral video?
What video were you watching? I was watching King of Queens, so I might have got a different message. I was like,
"I hate
this show's
you."
Pretty funny. Why are they
really
riding
hate
over
you
this
as a person?
I'm just saying.
There was a viral video before Rebecca Black's Friday.
There was.
There's nothing before Friday. It starts and ends with Friday.
Don't remember anything before that.
Dutch, when did you think the first viral video would be Arba Dwyer?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think no, that was later though. Sorry, it took me a while to find the button. No, Bud Dwyer shooting himself, I think, was after, right?
No, isn't.
Mitchell, look up the dates on that. Bud Dwyer shoot himself in the press conference and the Rodney King beating. I think Rodney King was obviously in 91 or 92.
Bud Dwyer was in 1987.
Oh, was it really?
Yes.
Wow. Was that really viral, though?
People were passing it around, had videotapes, like a black market, passing it around. That's pretty fucking viral.
Yeah.
That's old school viral right there.
Old school viral.
I guess so.
Like AIDS.
Yeah, if you think about it. But I guess I was thinking more of the Rodney King thing where every single news outlet played it on repeat. And by the way, I blame them for the riots. Like,
I blame the Jews.
I blame the black people because they're the ones that were doing
it. Jews?
I blame in living color.
Fair enough.
Arba Dwyer was 97. Rodney King was 92.
Arba Dwyer was 87.
87.
That's what I meant. Did I say 97?
Yeah, you said 97.
I'm sorry. I watched a really funny comedy show and I've had a little bit to drink.
Take a drink.
Yeah, we were all kind of fucked up. Have anybody been keeping up with the crutch words? Listeners, you got to keep up with any of our crutch words and tell us if we've said any so we can keep drinking.
I know I'm out of vodka.
Well, go get more during the break here because we're going to take a break in a second here.
I can't. It's fancy. It's fancy vodka. I can't get that anywhere.
You can get
Three Olives Mountain Dew vodka is not
fancy. All right, you try to find it at the local convenience store.
They have it at the Publix liquor store right by my house.
They don't have it at mine.
Well, okay, that's not my fault. You live on the corner of Whiteville and Blackville.
That's exactly where I live.
It is.
He lives right on the lane of nice neighborhoods and then shit neighborhoods. He's right on the border. He's in a border town.
It's a border town. they call it Old Plantation.
He lives in the border of Kuwait.
Good Lord.
It's a safe house.
5 minutes east of here, you are in the middle of Blacktown.
Yep.
5 minutes west of here, and you are safe.
You are completely safe.
Quick sports update. What's going on in the game, Royce?
The Heat are winning.
But the Heat are winning right now.
Really?
The Heat are up by four. They're up by four.
They're up by four.
79-75.
All right. All right, with that, we're going to go to break real quick. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. What?
Woo! You said yay, because I need a pee.
A ton of lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
You know, living with you, it hasn't been easy. People see me, but they think of you. Now with all this going on, this is going to be worse than ever.
It don't have to be.
No, sure it does.
Why? You got a lot going on, kid.
Well, my last name? That's the reason I got a decent job. That's the reason why people deal with me in the first place. Now I start to get a little ahead. I start to get a little something for myself. And this happens. Now I'm asking you as a favor not to go through with this, okay? This is only going to end up bad for you, and it's going to end up bad for me.
You think I'm hurting you?
Yeah, in a way you are.
It's the last thing I ever wanted to do.
I know that's not what you want to do, but that's just the way that it is. Don't you care what people think? Doesn't it bother you that people are making you out to be a joke and that I'm going to be included in that? Do you think that's right? Do you?
You ain't going to believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's going to be the best kid in the world. This kid's going to be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always going to love you no matter what. No matter what happens. I just call it believing in myself. Take it back. Do, 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 do,
take it back. And we're back on Dutch and Royce. Numbers 954-573-2780 or 908-444-MLR1.
Oh my God, it's fourth quarter. It's a 2-point game.
This is ridiculous.
They are so, dude, every game has been this close in the last quarter.
I know.
I almost want to, like, stop the show and just watch the last minute because they're always exciting, man.
I think they do it on purpose.
You think that?
I don't think so.
I think it's all pre-planned.
Oh.
Just going through the motions.
It's like basketball, not wrestling.
Yeah, it's not wrestling.
I don't understand the difference.
Or boxing. The whole Pacquiao bullshit.
That was nonsense.
That was bullshit.
Why does anybody watch that sport anymore? Spite.
Ugh. Spite.
I'm sorry. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hey, guys. How you doing? My name's Mike. I'm calling from Long Island.
Hi, Mike from Long Island.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing, buddy?
Hi, hey. Mike!
Hey, guys. I'm a first-time listener. A long-time listener, but a first-time caller.
Yeah. You're a long-time caller, first-time listener.
Long-time caller, first-time asshole.
If we're being honest, I'm a first-time listener. I don't even know what the name of the show is. But if you could do me a favor and tell whoever runs the site not to ban my IP.
That was the ban. It was only a kick for 1 minute because I didn't approve of your login name.
Ooh.
Oh. Wow.
So honest.
Suck it,
Mike from Long Island.
You got some balls on you there, buddy.
Why don't you fall out a window?
That's not nice.
Pull a Connor Clapton, please.
Wow.
Hey. At least you're logged in now, right? I helped you out.
There you go.
Oh, wow, I am. Well, thanks for that. Well, you know what? I'll take out the good with the bad.
That's what I do. I help you out. I'm a helper.
That's a good customer service for a first-time listener.
Mitch. You're also a dick.
Mitch. Well, I'm not going to debate that.
Balls of steel on Mitch.
All right, well, if you guys will excuse me, I don't want to eat up your whole show. I'm actually trying to restore this droid that I found buried in the sand. And with a little bit of paint and some elbow grease, he is going to be very effeminate and helpful.
Nice.
He's on the droid.
So you've been watching Star Wars?
When you mean droid, you mean like a 4G LTE?
No. A gay guy in a gold suit.
Oh, and his name was Droid.
Like a C-3?
Wait. If I drop my 4G LTE in the toilet, what happens?
Nothing.
You have to put it in rice.
I think rainbow.
The same
rainbow.
Thing that happens to every frog.
Send it to Tatooine because it's very dry there.
Yeah.
Tatooine.
Un TD.
I'm sorry, Mersh, yes?
Mersh? If I drop my
4G LTE in the toilet, what will happen?
You'll hear
your girlfriend
the ocean.
Will go to the find a Jedi Master to
you'll
talk to her
the
about
ocean.
UFOs.
Nothing will happen to it. It'll be fine. Try it right now.
But not like a water ocean, but ocean from Led Zeppelin.
It'll awesome still song. Sound better. It'll still sound better than what comes on before Unsigned Hype.
Oh! Hey, Davin, you suck.
All I wanted was to hear Royce say it breaks immediately.
No, I won't do it for you. I'm not a train clown.
First of all, Mike from Long Island, just telling by your voice, I don't think you're fancy enough to afford that kind of a phone.
Royce's clown name is Tiddlywinks.
It is. Tiddlywinks the clown.
God damn it. Now we have to
You know what? I can't afford that kind of phone now due to recent developments at my job. But now I'm not going to get one out of pure spite.
You're not spiting me. I don't fucking get money.
Pure spite.
Pure sport.
Oh, Pierce Brosnan.
I don't care.
I was just watching 24 recently, and you should get a Motorola Razr. I heard those are the newest craze.
I don't care.
Your phone is where it's at.
Dude, you're watching like 9 years back.
I don't care that you have to hit the two button three times just to put C in a text message.
Oh, God.
But have you guys played that game, Snakes?
Well, I'd like to stay and get abused, but I'm too good to sit here and get abused by the B Squad Chip Butcher show.
You know, that would have been better if you were able to get it out if you were able to get that line out with less stutters, it would have been more effective. But since you're a mush mouth idiot.
Dutch and Royce most downloaded show last week on.
Come on. You're just hippo juice missing a running back. Now stop it.
Isn't that what Fifth Circle is?
Oh, are you implying Ryan is capable of
Fifth Circle is hippo juice in the fourth quarter when your team is down by 4,000 points.
Oh my God, Sean's on the phone. Does that mean he belongs to you again?
It might.
He belongs to me.
Pound returned him for us.
John has taken him in as his manservant.
Yes, he is my manservant.
Sexual slave is the PC term, but whatever.
He is my cum panda.
Blocked!
Oh, I'm sorry. That was amazing.
Did you say he's your cum panda?
Yeah, he's my cum panda.
You didn't just block him.
A lot of people don't know that. Since Sean moved in with John, every time a plane flies over, he says, boss, the plane. The unfortunate circumstances that John lives literally right next to Miami International Airport.
I have I live next to Fort Lauderdale International Airport, much better than Miami International Airport because there's less zombie outbreaks.
I was going to say Cubans, but whatever.
Thanks. Thanks for calling in, Mike, from Long Island.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang up and listen to myself.
Hey, by the way, Mike from Long Island, I'm gonna be out in your place in like 3 weeks.
I already hung up on him.
Okay. Thank God. He's listening now.
Well, he's listening.
I'll be back in your place in about 3 weeks. So.
Oh, good. LeBron James is hurt. That's fucking great.
Yes. Yeah.
He's fine.
Just like when Wade fell and like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Stopped you dead.
Hi, Hammy.
That's you know, like those dogs that like have those shock things around their
collars,
necks, and they can't like
collar.
Yeah, that word too. If I was smart, I would have thought of that first. But they can't go past a certain perimeter. That's John's perimeter shock collar thing. Every time he goes into a rant,
yeah,
I'll hit that, and he'll stop and go, oh.
I'll stop.
Okay, you guys want to play a game?
He's got a cramp.
Yeah, it's just.
Oh, he got a Charlie horse. He's fine.
You guys want to play a game real quick?
Like a yes. Pop label.
I hope it's a drinking game with a comedian.
Well, no, not necessarily. Okay, what you need to do real quick is I posted
a
link
make
in the
it
chat
a drinking
room.
Game?
We can make it a drinking. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Here. Let me just explain what this is first, and then we can add the drinking rules afterwards. The name of it is called "People You Need to Unfriend on Facebook Immediately." I posted the link in the chat.
Ooh.
Sign into your Facebook account before you click this link, and then what it does is it has a list of things that people might have as like their favorite. Here we go. Here's how to play. First, sign into your Facebook account. Then click the link below each picture to see the list of all of your friends who have liked the following things. If no result shows up on the item, it means you must have some pretty cool friends.
So, oh my God.
No. For example, first is Nickelback. You click that little link right before the picture. So this is the drinking game. Every one of your friends that has that, you have to take a drink for each single one. And you have to unfriend them.
14, 15, 16, 13. 17 of my friends like Nickelback.
Wow, you have
me. God damn it.
So anybody who's playing along, I posted a link in the chat room. By the way, podcasters, this is why you have to listen live. You go to that link there. Hold on a second. I have to double click back here. I have 5 friends that have it.
Total. Oh.
Oh my God!
Aww. What is this one that where they all put their shoes in the middle?
I believe it's Crocs. So the second one is
Ooh,
Crocs.
None of mine.
I have one.
Hold on, dude! Anybody who has Nickelback, you have to unfriend them. Add drink to anybody who has that. Okay, none of mine have Crocs. Anybody else?
Do I really? I don't want to unfriend some of these people.
Yeah, I know. That's my brother.
Dude,
how about you unfriend?
You're not playing the game! That's the way it works!
Dutch, by the way, you know who likes Nickelback? Your old co-host, Nick.
Exactly. Hence the phrase, old co-host, stupid. All right, number three. Number three is Guy Ferrari of Ferrari. How do you say his name?
Yeah.
Ferrari.
He's the cook douchebag with the goofy, spiked up white hair, and he wears his glasses on the back of his face.
But I just added this guy as a friend like a week ago.
Unfriend you from you.
Oh, no.
Okay, none of my friends Guy Ferrari.
Nothing.
It's you!
I had one.
Okay, drink, Marie.
I'm unfriended.
Okay, number three. Number four, John Mayer. So click it. See how many you have. I have one. Oh, shit.
I have five.
Two, three.
John Mayer sucks.
Four, five, six, seven.
For the old school Hippo Juice listeners, John, your buddy Brewster Sampson likes John Mayer.
13.
What a fucking asshole.
I have 14 friends that like John Mayer. Well, I mean, I don't.
Unfriend them. All of them.
Hold on. That's not fair. If it's a friend that's a girl that likes John Mayer, I don't think you should have to unfriend
them. Okay, there you go. Here we go. Roll down the rules. Any girls that like them, that's fine. Nickelback, though, can you really either
people? No, that's unacceptable.
You kind of have to, right?
Look at this photograph!
What is she doing?
Every time it's cool, it makes me laugh.
What is she doing?
She's singing a Nickelback song.
That's a Nickelback song, right?
Yeah.
I think that. I don't know. I actually like this because I usually like every like 6 months, I usually like weed out.
Oh, that's a lot of drinking for me, John.
Dude, yeah. If you have it, you have to do it.
A lot
of
likes.
I can't play videos because fucking I hate Mozilla. God damn it. Anyways.
Wait, what do I do if like one of like
unfriend them? If one of that unfriend
radio show is part of my friend,
you should root them out and
get
and
rid
call
of
them out on the radio for being a gay. MJ Mandalay.
Oh, I don't think I've cool. I don't think I've liked this on my page at all. But we've talked about this before, and at least back in the day, not so much anymore. But Paris Hilton is number five.
But
Paris Hilton or Perez Hilton?
There. No, Paris.
Paris.
Okay.
But like the fact that you would actually like go out of your way to like that. I have no one on my page that likes her. So
I wait. Just skipped to the next one, 2.5 minutes.
Hold on. Marie, come on.
And unfriending Sean right now.
Remove from friends. Sean Waters is no longer my friend.
Time out. Is it
also
Charlie Sheen, 2.5 Men, or is it Ashton?
It doesn't
Kutcher,
matter. Either or both written by the same Jew, and it doesn't matter.
And also Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show on Tuesdays.
Jordan and Winterton, unfriended for liking 2.5 Men.
Wait, oh, my brother? Oh, no. How are you friends with my brother?
I don't know.
Dude, I have a lot. I have
he's
one,
attractive.
Two, three,
he's
four.
He's attractive. He's been
black.
On his show. He's a Van Wingerden.
Chris has been on my show. Jordan's the black guy. Dude,
this
have,
isn't fun. Everybody
I have doesn't... nine friends that like 2.5 Men.
Ugh, I have,
I'm one of them.
I have a disturbing amount of friends who like 2.5 Men.
I
how
have
many,
20
Marie?
People that I'm friends with like Nickelback. That's bad.
How many friends do you have, Marie, that like Nickel or that like?
I don't even want to count. It's shameful. It is shameful.
I had 14, but now I have 13 because I unfriended Sean.
Okay, number six. Take it or leave it. I think is entertaining. Beck.
Glenn Beck.
Yep.
Glenn Beck or just Beck?
No, just Glenn Beck. Sorry.
Glenn Beck. Very different from Beck.
What's the difference? Explain.
One's British and one's a pompous American asshole.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, one's a radio guy. The other one's a musician. That one I could take it or leave it. I think it's just good for entertainment value. If you
My brother likes that one too.
Huh?
Jordan likes that Glenn Beck too.
Yeah, I saw that one. I'm embarrassed
your
for my brother
is
right
a
now.
Liking douche.
I didn't know black people like Glenn Beck.
Mine do. All right, number seven.
Oh yeah, he's raised by white people.
Number seven. If anybody likes her, Kim Kardashian. I'm actually going to do it.
Philly does.
Royce's sister does.
I'm doing it right now. Yep. I'm taking off the friend. Unfriend. Aaron Doria. Caitlin Beeson. Unfriending.
Megan Retzlaff.
Okay. There you go. I'm doing it too.
Eddie from the Ham Radio Show.
Taking off Eddie. Okay. My niece, Camry. I'm taking her off. Jesus Christ.
Yoda.
I'm taking off. Is this your sister, Nay?
Yep, it's my sister.
Tim, unfriending Nay.
I'm unfriending Dwayne Wade. Why am I not friends with her? Hold on. I'm not friends with her. Renee Lopez.
And she doesn't go by
that.
You're
not going to find it.
You're not going to find it.
God damn it.
Unfriend.
Wait, Royce Lopez. I'll find him, and then I'll find your sister.
I can't unfriend my talent.
N-E-I.
I can't do that.
Okay, number 8. I mean, this goes without saying, Chris Brown.
No,
okay, hold on. I'm unfriending anyone.
I'm going to send a message, a personal message to anybody that likes him.
Is it okay to hate him but like the way he treats women?
2 of my nieces like him. What the fuck is wrong with my family?
My brother likes him.
Oh, my God.
I love Chris Brown.
How can you hate him?
Unfriend. Remove from friends.
Yeah, bitch.
Larry friend request sent Larry to the Cable Royce's guy? Sister.
Yeah.
By the way,
Larry the Cable Guy. I'm going to assume Mitch has more people that like Larry the Cable Guy than anybody else.
Hold on, Royce. People are still unfriending. Don't jump ahead of yourself.
I'm sorry.
The point is to point out people that you know in your personal life and out them for being assholes.
Well, I had to unfriend 4 people for Chris Brown.
I'm unfriending all of them.
Wow.
2 of them are family members of mine. Wow. There we go.
Woo, woo, D-Wade getting it done.
Yay, yay.
What's the score?
99-95.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see. Yes. As Royce mentioned, Larry the Cable Guy. Let's see. How many friends do you have that actually like him? I have none! Yes! None!
I have 6.
I had 4.
Well, your odds go down, Dutch, because the more people you've unfriended in the previous ones would have been fans.
Probably.
It is true.
Fox News. Oh, go fuck yourself. What does it matter?
We're going to skip over that one. We're going to skip over that one.
I'm going to extra friend these people.
Fox News is for douchebags.
Yeah, Mitch likes Fox News.
Mitch is my only friend that likes him.
Wow. I actually like that 30 seconds ago.
Doesn't matter. Says the guy, Fox News is for douches, says the guy who likes 2.5 Men. Go fuck yourself.
And also blew Alex Jones after an interview in the back of a Buick.
Ew.
Fact. What? He admitted that last week. You guys weren't
Mitch
there.
Mitch blew Alex Jones in the back of a Buick.
Yeah, it was really hot. It was really hot.
It might have happened, but
I was like, I don't remember blowing anybody.
No, Mitchell.
Oh. No, I remember blowing
that. I'm going to give them a pass, but this one I will not give a pass. The next one, I think it's number 11, Ashton Kutcher. Yup.
Ellis from Philly.
Ellis from Philly.
Unfriend.
I unfriended him years ago. I don't know why you guys haven't gotten to the board. Okay, there's what my brother Dan, my cousin Sarah, and a girl I used to have sex with. Okay, they're all unfriends.
All right. The next one is, I guarantee you, John will be on this list.
With Chris Hamill. Oh, friends,
no.
Not anymore.
Entourage. John's on the list.
Friends. Chris Hamill is no longer a friend.
Wow, a lot of people like Entourage.
They really should have. Okay, after
Mersh likes it
every,
too.
But dude, it's a trendy thing to like. But what they should have done after
and Tiffany,
unfriended John Sanzari.
Don't unfriend me.
Hold on. What they should have done, though, after season 1 was just called the Jeremy Piven Show, because that's the only reason why anybody watched that.
Unfriended Mike Sheely.
As you should.
Number 13, I'm giving a pass. Rush Limbaugh. He's a radio god. I'm not even going to fuck with that.
Rush Limbaugh is the biggest douchebag on the planet.
Yeah, but he's radio gold, and that's the reason why he does what he does.
Yeah, once again, it's not a matter whether you agree with him politically or not, but as a radio personality, he has 50 million listeners.
He has every market in the U.S. It doesn't matter. He's an entertaining asshole.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Do you listen to it?
He's a pill-popping hypocrite.
When you listen to a show, do you how often, like for how amount of time do you listen for a show when you tune it in? Even if it is just to get mad.
Zero. I never listened to that show.
Well, then how do you know he's an asshole? How do you know he's an asshole? Come on, Sean.
Because my dad listens to that show. My dad's an asshole.
Oh, okay.
Here comes five-year-old Sean taking skeletons out of his closet because his daddy liked it.
Ew. When you say it like that, yeah. It sounds so hot.
Sean, you want
also
you,
same
you wanna,
thing.
You want to talk about it?
I said at the other show. It's just really quick with the Rush Limbaugh thing. Hannity, whether you agree with him politically or not, he's a radio genius,
dude.
Radio
and Beck, they're all like no, regardless other thing. They make you listen. They make you listen regardless of whether you agree, disagree, get angry or laugh. It's radio gold every time they get on the air.
Just like Alex Jones, radio gold.
Yeah, no, him too. Him too.
I will agree. I hate everything Alex Jones says. I think he's a moron.
But I'm listening.
He's a piece of shit, but he's so great. He is so good at what he does. Yeah.
When it comes to radio, the guy is very good at radio.
And seeing the future and everything else.
Number 14, and I will agree with this, Ed Hardy. I can't imagine anybody.
I have no friends.
No friends like this. No friends
like that. If any one of you fuckers like the next one coming up, Whitney, I will not just unfriend you.
I had one person.
I will behead you.
I had one person.
So did I.
Hold on. Don't click it yet.
Is it from Talk Radio Meltdown?
Damn it, you already clicked it.
Was it from Talk Radio Meltdown?
No, it was my one of my friends from college, Fiera Harder. Her name's Fiera.
Maybe she should be Fiera, not that hard.
You really should have thought of that more.
Wow.
More time.
I'd love that drop.
Yes.
Oh, the next one. A lot of people going to be on this list. Nathan. Oh my God. The next one is the situation.
The situation. Oh my God. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mitch.
I'm going ahead and clicking them.
You're cheating, Mitch.
Mitch.
Yes, I am. Bits.
Mitchell.
Okay, hold on.
Mitch.
I just unliked it.
Mitch.
Look at his photograph.
Mitch.
That's my bit.
The next one sounds just like Nickelback. Creed.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned that earlier in the show. Fuck you if you like Creed. And Five Finger Death Punch.
Sean is in here.
Hold on a second. Let me see how many listeners. I don't have any friends that like Creed. Thank God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
I have over 700 friends, so.
So do I.
Up.
I'm good. Liking this shit.
Aren't you fancy?
People don't like you.
Aww. No, I just spy on all of them.
What? That's believable.
Nice chompers.
Agency.
101.96.
What is the score?
How do you have a feed that's ahead of ours?
Because I have. I don't know. That's weird.
Because we're in Orlando.
No!
Wait. So, what internet? What service do you cable service?
Watch AT&T UVerse.
UVerse.
Oh, we have Bright House
and Disney Magic.
But that doesn't make any sense.
No. Yeah,
First of all, UVerse and Bright House don't exist. What is that?
AT&T UVerse is AT&T's cable service.
All right. This doesn't make sense. I had several people liking the situation of my friends, but I had no one that liked the next one.
Dane Cook.
I follow so many comedians and whatnot.
Let's see.
No one likes Dane Cook.
Right. He was knighted.
Wow. Okay. This is what it said for me. I clicked the link and it said server found request confusing and isn't sure how to proceed.
Yep. I got the same thing.
Dane Cook's last album was so douchey that they actually, his last album was not bad.
Link.
It was his middle two albums that were terrible.
Talking. I think it's just a busted link. It's just wrong. So we can't judge on that one.
It's just wrong. They're doing it wrong.
Well, I mean, it's
You're doing it wrong!
Yeah, rub LeBron's leg like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you do that good. He'll be fine. I think he got a really bad cramp or a Charlie
horse. Yeah, it's a Charlie horse, I think. It looks like it. I mean, the way they're massaging it. It's a Connor Clapton.
Kind of weird, right?
Oh, man, the next one. Oh, Jack and Jill. Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill. No one likes it. Thank God.
Oh, I was going to say, I would actually personally message them and tell them I am unfriending you because of this.
But that's such an awesome movie.
Here, hold on. Let me click that link because I accidentally closed out the thing. Thank God. Okay. Never mind.
Well, I know we're going to get a lot of women on the next one. And I think the next one, women should be immune to being unfriended. Now, men for the next one should be unfriended. 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, and I wanted to discuss this. I didn't realize it was on this list. 50
Shades of Grey state.
I wanted to...
Oh, there you go.
Gay state. No, I wanted to discuss this later.
Fair enough.
Once we get finished with this, can we circle back to this thing? Because I am not 100% sure what it is, because I've heard a lot of people talking about it. But
sure, we can do that.
Right, here we go.
Put a pin in it. Put a pin in it.
One of my girlfriends likes it, and that's it. Or friends who are girls. Ex-girlfriends. Girls I used to fuck. Okay, I'm going to give a pass on President Bush. A liberal obviously wrote this one. Because half your friends like him and half your friends don't, so.
Yeah.
Because half my friends are retarded.
Okay, and the last one, Black Eyed Peas. Which album?
Agreed. Everyone should be unfriended because they're terrible.
You don't like the first album?
I didn't like any of them.
Let's Get Retarded.
I didn't like any of them.
You didn't like.
I didn't like any of them.
Are you sure? Hold on. Let me play.
Black Eyed Peas of ever.
Mitch, let me play.
No, not good.
But Mitch,
I am.
Mitch,
I am not talented.
Oh, hey. I don't have my board pulled up. Here we go. There you go.
Take that, you famous people.
Yeah, the President Bush one's not fair because that's a 50-50 split, so.
You don't like this?
No.
Now, to be fair, can we go and see anybody that likes... if they're going to put Rush Limbaugh on there, then anyone likes Keith Olbermann should also be unfriended,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was obvious that it was a one-sided list. Keith Olbermann should have been on there.
Agreed.
Barack Obama should be on there.
I agree. You know what? I wouldn't be mad if Bush was on there, if Obama was also on there. But I swear to God, if anybody unfriends me because I like Ron Paul, I'll murder your entire family.
Yeah, if you have Fox News, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and George Bush on there... pretty clear that you're pretty well.
Is it just like hipster,
a little liberal?
Is it just like hipster things that are on this, like PBR, skinny jeans, and mustaches?
No.
Why is Lil Wayne not on
just
that?
Just a lot of butt stuff.
Butt sex.
Cowboy butt
sex on that list.
What?
I'm with Mitch.
All right, Dutch. You want to circle back to 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes. Someone explain this phenomenon. Okay, this is what I know.
Look at this photograph.
What?
Emery, you need to shut up because that's what I came up with in the car and you stole it from me.
Marie, sing along. Marioki.
Actually, I'm pretty sure Ryan was the one who first pointed out how much he hated this song.
No, don't you give Ryan any credit.
I give
ever.
Ryan full credit because it makes Royce angry.
Marie, go!
It makes me angry.
I don't really know the words.
Well, here, I'll start over again. You can start from there. Well, that's all I wanted.
Every time I see her, makes me laugh.
I swear to her. Why eyes get so
red?
What if I start liking Adolf Hitler? Will you guys be following?
No, I would like you as a person. I would like
you have a Facebook page. Likeable.
I'm just about to look for that. Adolf. Hold on.
Hitler.
Hitler.
50 Shades of Grey. Okay, this is what I know.
Mind fear.
Not much.
It's a book about, like, I guess a girl who's a virgin who meets a guy who's about 2 or 3 years, or like 3 or 4 years older than her, and gets her introduced into the S&M scene, and that's how she gets into sex. Just this whole, and it's very descriptive, I guess. Or all I know is that women get boners from this thing.
Boner.
Oh.
Autobiography by Joel Van Wingerden.
Oh, it's that's that new mommy thing where all the stay-at-home moms are reading. It's like an erotic novel or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then, halfway through the book, they start talking about bondage and shit.
Well, I guess there's that. There's butt stuff. There's slapping, smacking, insulting. But it's like stuff that I guess, Sean, you were alluding to, moms who stuff that they don't get in their normal life. So they read this book, they get all turned on, and then they rape their husbands when they come home.
So they should just call it 50 Shades of Dutch's Life.
I don't see what the big deal is that, I mean, personally, the way I look at things.
Personally.
Is it one of his crutches?
Yeah, it is.
Personally.
Personally.
Everyone drink.
Everybody drink.
Hold on
one.
A second. I have a clip here.
Personally. There. There it is.
The key button.
All right, thank you, John.
That means I need one more, right?
One more, yep. Yes.
Uno más.
Hopefully,
fuck yes.
Charlie Horse what? Goes away.
I hope that.
Guys. Believe it or not, this is why I hate Miami. They play this after the Heat win every game. Not even kidding.
The Heat is on.
Yep. Inside your head.
I hate your in-arena announcer, man.
2 minutes.
He is the worst ever. And I actually mentioned this when you weren't on a couple of weeks ago. It was just me, Mershon, and Mitch. Dude, his whole, you know, LeBron James.
Every basketball announcer is like,
nope, not at my home arena. They don't do it. Not in Philadelphia when I saw a Sixers game. Nope, just yours. Not any place I've ever been to. And I've seen a ton of games on TV. Your place is the only place that does this.
That's not even true. First off,
your place is the only one that's obnoxious like that.
Nuggets don't score. That's why you don't hear it.
Exactly.
Oh.
Truth. Truth.
It doesn't matter. I'm just talking about this guy.
Oh, my God, Dutch, I have an idea. Why don't we place...
I have an idea. Kill the guy that goes to Wade. Wade!
I love it.
But we're going to
replace... Why do you love it?
Yes.
Look at his photograph.
It's here to three.
2 minutes. Who knows?
Look at his photograph.
What was that?
Jesus Christ.
I think I found a new button.
Mario Chalmers with the three.
By the way,
Nickelback is an announcer.
I'm using that as a
Mitch
new button.
Heal, friends with Dennis Jarnofsky added me on Facebook. I hate you, Mitch.
You don't have to add me as a friend if you don't like me.
I love you with all my heart.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let
so
you.
So can you accept my friend request then?
Can we
accept
it?
Hammy said he had 38 friends who like Nickelback.
Can we stop fighting?
38.
Hammy has 38 friends?
I know, it's so surprising.
How did that happen?
Are there 38 people on this station?
Four of them were actual Nickelback players.
Oh, players.
Performers.
What are they, a sports team?
There you go.
Musicians.
There you go.
Rule of three. Whatever. Maybe.
Where did they get that name from? Hold on, now I need to know.
Nickelback?
Back Nickelback? Of a nickel.
That can't even be
here,
true.
Because Wikipedia it.
Nickels are shiny, so is dried semen. He used to get semen on his back, so boom, Nickelback.
Nailed it. That's exactly what it was. Good job, John.
Maybe they were paying for a stick of Bubblicious gum, and they got a Nickelback.
Maria,
maybe they
want
to be
silly.
Called Dickleback.
Wait, oh, no.
Maybe Tickleback sounded too erotic, so then they changed it.
Is that like Tiddlywinks?
Drink.
God damn it.
I don't even get the Tiddlywinks reference.
It's Sir Royce.
Just
Sir,
listen Sir back to the beginning part of the show. Royce. It takes way too long to explain. Let's just say Royce went down a Royce trail for a while there, so.
Royce doesn't talk.
Every time he
he just took a phone call, so he didn't even hear me make fun of him.
That's the best. Oh my God.
He is a motor mouth, isn't he? That's the only reason why I have him on the show is like when I'm having an off night, I know I can rely on his fat mouth. Doesn't say anything here as the reason why they came up with a name on Wiki, anyways.
Or you could just do a Google for, like, what does the name Nickelback mean?
I just figured this would be quicker, but it's
what
not.
What does Nickelback mean?
Here's some background music for you.
Look at this photograph! Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
The band got its name from a Starbucks employee who said, hey, here's your Nickelback. Whenever he gave me change
shut
back.
Shut the fuck up. No, I don't believe that for a second. No, I don't
dude,
believe
you. Go back that you're lying. That's not real.
Have you heard
no,
Nickelback?
You're from a liar! Cha-cha.com.
This is not a new song.
Yeah, it is.
It's the best song ever.
Hell yeah.
It's not
sounds kind of familiar.
Sorry.
Akbol.
You're not going to let it kick in?
No, no. Now everyone sits in suspense.
It kicks in, it kicks into this. This is a Every somebody makes me laugh. By the way, Mitch, new button. Just that part right there, that phrase, the first 7 seconds of that song.
And then it kicks
add
into
that
this.
To your board, buddy.
I'll find it. Yeah, yeah. Girls call me
names. No! I was trying to go for a full week without hearing that.
Except we're hot.
Oh, that's right. Fuck, me and Ryan and I.
Fuck you. Except we're hot.
Ryan sorry, and I were supposed to do our version of that song. I completely forgot.
Yeah, we're
that.
Waiting for you and Ryan's hot problems.
You know yeah, what? So this is wait. All I have to say to you as far as that goes. Look at this
photograph. What if I don't want to look at the photograph?
God, he's got way too much douchey hair and that goatee. He's such a douche.
Dutch, the best YouTube video is when they're playing in Puerto Rico. And a fan throws a battery at his head.
Wrong. Fat kid versus diving board is the best video ever. But no, I know what you're talking about.
Everyone's heckling Nickelback. He goes, oh, where's all my Nickelback fans? And he turns
around.
They
throw a rock at his head.
They hit a rock and pelt him in the back. And he goes, we're done.
Yeah, that was like when he was in Brazil, right?
The best video
is either Brazil or Puerto Rico.
The best video is Fat Woman Parasailing. Sorry.
Oh, yes.
Guys, but no, that's the best video.
What about Old Man Falling Up Escalator?
Old man falling off escalator? I haven't seen that one.
Falling up.
He falls up an escalator.
Okay. Here, let me search that one real quick.
Fat Lady Parasail is great, though.
Yes.
Oops. I didn't mean to press that.
Dummy.
I'll give you the link.
Oh, it's on
look at this old guy rolling up an escalator.
Thanks for the new button, Marie.
Can't even celebrate. It's pouring.
Does the King James still have a crampy cramp?
Yes.
No, I think it's a cramp or a Charlie horse.
Dude, by the way, yeah, what King James? Ugh. Even you can identify that's a little douchey.
Yeah, Air Jordan, Clyde the Glide. I could name you douchey names.
They were given those nicknames? No. Do you think they would have made their Twitter handle that?
Yes.
No.
Malone. Air Jordan has earned that.
Nope.
Because
nope.
He isn't.
Nope. Nope.
You, LeBron James can't call himself King James because he hasn't even won a fucking championship.
Actually, he is actually the king of the North in Winterfell. Not many people know that.
This actually segues.
Everyone knows that he's a red guard. Everyone knows that, Royce.
Oh my God!
Red guard.
Stop yelling.
He is a king. He is from the family. He is from the house of LeBron.
Royce, stop, please. John is rubbing off on you with just the random yelling for no reason.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
Okay, this actually wanted me to segue into something I actually was thinking about earlier this week. When did it be okay?
No.
When did it stop being?
Hold on.
I have a question.
Segue,
oh my God!
So we can plop that up every time Joel segues.
Yeah, Joel, can you go one of those Segway dealerships and take a picture so we can have one that says Joel Segways?
Please.
No, but I had something that I could have played, but I can't find it. Oh, God damn it. I had a scooter. I had the Segway sound effect, and I can't find it. There it is. Anyways, that's my Segway.
Mitch, Photoshop Joel on a Segway.
Please. Yes.
When did it be? When did it?
In his little short shorts, turning around, looking like yeah.
Joel said,
I was thinking the same thing, Marie. That's the best picture on a Segway.
Okay, one name. Names. When did that stop being douchey? You think back Madonna? Like in the 80s, Madonna, Bono, the worst offenders, I think, Sting. Slash, Sting, Edge.
Wheezy.
How much of an asshole do you have to be to name yourself Sting
what
or
about
Slash
telling?
Or Edge? When did that stop being douchey and where it's like, okay, that's okay if you're back in that time where you can call yourself Sling, Slash or Sling? Wow. I'm Sling from now
Sling
on.
Blade.
I'm now known as Sling Dutch. No.
Have you heard the Gilbert Gottfried bit, The Land of the Three Named People?
No.
Oh.
Because I just heard this for the first time, and what you're saying...
Does it work with this?
He makes fun of people with either three names or one name.
I was on a camping trip, and I got separated from my party.
And then I was looking around, it was getting cold and dark, and I looked, and there was a giant sign that said, "Warning! You have entered the land of the three-name people!" I was about to turn and run when Sarah Michelle Gellar came out and said, "This is the land of the three-name people! How many names do you have?" And then Jennifer Love Hewitt came out and said, "This is the land of the three-name people! How many names do you have?" And I said, "I have but two names." And then Ray Dawn Chong and Olivia Newton-John came out. The two name boys. And I started to run away when Sarah Jessica Parker, Mary Louise Parker, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus came out, screaming death to the two name boy. And then Edward James Olmos, Harry Dean, Billy Bob Thornton, James Earl Jones, and Charles Nelson Reilly came out.
Awesome.
And a two-name boy. And then Mark Paul Gosselaar, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and Brian Austin Green came out and grabbed me and said, "Death to the two-name boy." And then a group of Gentiles came out and said, "Is this death to the Jew-name boy?" And I said, "No, two-name. That's no." And they just...
That's brilliant.
Let me skip ahead to where he gets to the one-namers.
Curtis and David Lee Roth!
He's still going with the three-name.
But keep playing. I want to hear it.
Quite a bit. No, I ran for days and days and days. So, what, a week? No, I ran, and then I collapsed. And when I woke up, a girl was leaning over me, and I said, "What is thy name, young wench?" And she said, "Madonna." And I said, "You only have one name? I have two." And at that point, Prince came out, and Sade, and Vanity, and Apollonia, and Brandy, and Topol, and Cher, and Contifloss, and Fabian, and Tiffany, and Charo, and Twiggy, and Liberace, and Jewel, and Steve. And they said, "In the land of the one-name boy, the two-name boy shall rule and be next and celebrate."
That's actually really funny. I had never heard of that. That's actually really funny. Nice.
Gilbert Godfrey is a god amongst men.
Wow. I mean, that kind of takes the sails out of, like, my you know, discussion point in that, like, if anybody were to come up with a one-name name nowadays, that would just be douchey and no one would fall for it. Why were they able to fall for it back in the 80s? Like, it was just weird.
Yeah, like I said, call me Scooter from now on.
Well, I have been for the last 2 years, buddy.
Yeah, but only Scooter. No, don't ever call me Royce again.
Royce!
Scooter.
Royce.
How about Scooter McRoycey?
That's two names, and I'm not Irish.
He's not Irish. Are you?
Do you want a little Irishman in you?
I said the joke wrong.
She said a little backwards, yeah.
Watch, this is how it goes. "Hey, Marie, are you Cuban?"
"No."
"You want me to rape your family?"
"No."
Well, that's what Cubans do, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, it's funny because her people were genocide and slaughtered. Aw, it's so true. History.
History.
Look at this photograph!
I like that as a period to the end of something.
History.
History. It's like the Reading Rainbow thing with that sound effect at the end, at the end of it. History. Know. Or yeah, the more you know. I think I had that one too.
Oh my god, I hate this spick.
Ugh. Wait, what?
Royce is
turn the TV
here.
Off.
What?
Turn the TV off, John. I hate this spick.
What spick are you looking at?
Spolstra?
The one on Channel 10. That's standing outside in the rain reporting, "Oh, the heat." Yeah, I get it.
Hey,
right.
Little too local. You know we're broadcast across the country, Sean. I would expect better out of you.
But everybody across the country can hate spicks equally.
Oh, and good point. Lightning. Yeah.
See?
And
lightning. I tied it in.
Yes.
And
lightning. That's why I friended you on Facebook.
Aha. Because he's got gumption. Wait, what?
And the big dick.
Hey, hey, hey.
History.
Oh. There you go.
I like the new word that I said.
No, it's not a new word, John.
Yeah, in my mouth it is.
All right.
Yep.
Yep. You guys want to get out of here?
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Well, wait. Should I have this as a going out song? Isn't it copyrighted?
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. You kind of have to at this point. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. MLR. Let's see. Dutchman Weiss every 10. Or every 10. Wow. I suck at this. There's the more you know. Hold on. Hit that again real quick for me.
Sure. Hold on.
History. all right.
Oh my God! There's all these PSAs. Hold on, real quick. One from 1989.
I do them all.
This newspaper's got good news and bad news. The good news is that it's loaded with jobs for accountants and lawyers and nurses and carpenters and every other kind of skilled worker. The bad
what about
news
dick is suckers?
A single ad for a school dropout. At least nothing you'd want. The more you know how tough things are for school dropouts, the more you'll see you have no choice.
You know,
to stay in school. Think about it.
They were a little, like, more rough around the edges back then. That guy was basically going, like, you fucking idiot, stay in school. You're going to be a dropout, you burnout fucking idiot, crackhead piece of shit nigger. That's what he was saying, essentially.
Sorry.
Can you look up, like, the sound from A Current Affair? The... Because that can be whenever. Because not for
we don't need to because
news,
you just
like
you
just this just in.
We don't need to anymore because you just said it cleanly, and we're going to use that from now on if we ever need to.
Perfect.
Oh yeah.
There
yeah.
We go.
Really.
Isolate all right. That.
All right. let's get out of here, you guys. Dutchman Weiss, Tuesdays, 10 to midnight. Hippo Juice, tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m.
Sorry, I thought we were doing Law & Order sounds now.
Oh, we're doing Law & Order now?
I didn't realize this. It's at courtroom, 10.05 p.m.
Wow. Isn't that like... Oh wait, what was that one? That shit show with the redheaded guy with the glasses and the taking on and taking on... Oh, CSI Miami.
CSI Miami.
I think I had that. Hold on. That's what it was.
To you. How may I help you?
Bauer.
Nice.
Bauer.
Are we done? Can I
yes,
keep
yes,
going
we're
with
done.
The plugs? Okay. Fifth Circle from what time are you on again?
I like the guy who doesn't know the plugs.
I do. I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull things up here. I'm trying to
10 to midnight.
10 to midnight. Thank
midnight
you.
On Thursdays. Hippo Juice to Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m.
And all the other
and
shows, just go to
6:30 to 8:27 on Tuesdays.
More like radio.com. Just go to the full show page and see where exactly all the shows line up and where they're playing. Just go there all the time, every minute of the day. All right, Mitch, why better?
I am better than you because I tell my girlfriend goodnight on the air and derailed
aww.
The show.
No.
Aww.
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 I have two. Good lord. All right. Sean Lurch, go.
I'm better than you because I exchange sexual favors for a place to stay.
You want to try that word one more time?
What? Which one?
Which one?
I don't know which word you guys hear that was wrong there.
I don't
sexual
know.
Sexual favors.
Sexual.
You were doing your Sean Connery. I was trading sexual favors.
Hello.
When I was shitting in a chair.
Also Spock.
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 Sexual. Sean, try one more time on why you're better.
I'm better than you because I upper decker my brother who let me stay in his house for a month.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. John, cakes, go.
I'm better than you because history.
Fair enough.
Marie, go ahead.
I'm better than you because I royally and publicly make fun of my boyfriend while he's not paying attention.
Nice.
Aha!
Scooter.
Tiddlywinks, motherfucker.
Whoa.
Nice.
Foul language.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys
next. Why are you better?
I couldn't think of anything. See, this is what I do. I try to blow past it when I couldn't think of anything.
Because he's handsome!
Look at this photograph!
That's why I'm better, even though I'm playing this in the background. But I'll start it over again. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week here on Dutch and Voice.
Look at this photograph. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head?